Armadoxy for today, how many times? In the early 1960s, Bob Dylan wrote and sang a beautiful song, which also became the anthem for an era and a generation. In Blowing in the Wind, Dylan asks a series of questions, beginning with, how many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? The answer is blowing in the wind, is his answer to each of the questions he asks. It is a folk song where the poetic words reverberate with the thoughts and worries that we may harbor. One question in particular strikes us today. How many times must a cannonball fly before they're forever banned? The history of the world is a history of war, blood, and violence. In the last few years, Hamas attacks Israel. Israel retaliates 100-fold. Russia attacks Ukraine, Ukraine fights back, world powers choose sides, supplying weapons and troops. Still fresh in our minds, we witness the cowardly, barbaric actions of the Azeris that exiled a group of people from their historic lands against the backdrop of silence from the world community. And the same silent atmosphere prevails around lesser-known hotspots, particularly in Darfur, Sudan, the Congo. Ironically, we can only wish that they were hurling cannonballs at one another. The art of war has escalated so far that the answer is blowing in the wind, a wind carrying debris, the stench of death, and nuclear fallout. Economically, people complain of higher prices, but concerts and sporting events sell out with exorbitant price tags on the tickets. And Amazon reports record profits year after year with an assortment of products from electronics to housewares. I'm reminded of another one of the many voices of the 1960s, John Lennon, who once observed, "If everyone demanded peace instead of another television set, then there would be peace." Could the answer be that simple? That we merely must want it and therefore demand it? Certainly we're seeing Amazon rake in millions of dollars selling second, third, fourth television sets to people who demand it. Why are we not treating peace as something we want and therefore demand? We have turned over the rights to geo-governments and determination to politicians and so-called leaders who have betrayed our confidence, to say it politely. In these Armadoxy lessons, I've brought to you the message of Jesus Christ, which the Armenian Church has preached, has taught, has followed for centuries. And it's a simple one. Peace is at hand, our hands. God has endowed each and every one of us with the ability to create our story, personal as well as communal. Our eyes are before us, not behind us. Look forward. In Jesus' words, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. The answer may be blowing in the wind. Catch it and realize we hold that answer. I leave you today with one of my favorite anecdotes of a young monk who is determined to trick his master with a simple question. With his hands behind his back, he says, "Master, tell me, is the butterfly I am holding in my hand dead or alive?" The young boy thought he had cornered his elderly teacher in a place he could not escape. "If he says the butterfly is alive, I will crush it with my hand," he thought. "And if he says it is dead, I will open my hand to let the butterfly fly away." The master was truly worthy of his title. He looked at the young monk in the eye. "The answer," he said, "is in your hand."
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.